This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. David Robinson in the Albany Business Review asked just-elected State Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam, three questions. Amador represents Greene and Schoharie counties and parts of Ulster and Albany and other counties in the State Senate District 46. Question, what changed among voters between 2012 and Tuesday when he ran against the same opponent and that time lost by 18 votes? Answer, my opponent had a record this race, and that record was not good for the district, and the people spoke loud and clear yesterday that they wanted the seat to be returned back to the people. Question, what are the most important issues you plan to address in the Senate? Answer, it's what I've heard while knocking on doors since I announced my candidacy. The first things that we need to start tackling are that the cost of living is too high and property taxes are too high. And the educational system in the state of New York is leaving children behind, and we need to start more vocational education programs and properly train students for the workforce. Question, how do you see the GOP control of the state Senate reshaping the political agenda in Albany? Answer, I'll be happy to see the balance starting January 1 for this next legislative session. It needed to be balanced government, and the residents knew we could not afford to go back to one-party rule. I'm glad to see the Senate Republican caucus is going to see its own strong majority and put forward its own regulatory reform and sensible fiscal policies. You see that story in the Albany Business Review. This has been Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information.